Amen. Hallelujah.
I think ni vizuri tunaweza apiga makofi na tushangilie. Sasa kwa sababu hatuwezi salimiana. Hallelujah. Bwana asifiwe sana.
Amen.
Tunaweza angalia tuseme ya kwamba sisi ni wachache, lakini hamwezi jua furaha iliyo nayo katika moyo wangu nikiona ya kwamba tumekuja. Maandiko yanasema ya kwamba pahali wawili ama watatu wanapokutana, hapo roho wa Mungu yuko ndani yao. Aka mama kati yao roho wa Mungu yuko. Na kwa hivyo wewe ambao ulirisk ukachukua nafasi hii na ukakuja kanisani, tunajua ya kwamba kulikuwa na makanisa mengi. Ukiangalia kutoka hapa utaona moja, utaona ingine. Na ukachagua Grace Hill Mission Church Northlands. Nataka niwaambie ya kwamba roho yangu imefurahia sana. Na ni maombi yangu ya kwamba kila mmoja wetu atatoka hapa na baraka iliyo ya ajabu. Ningetaka kukaribisha wale ambao hatujawahi kuwa na wao siku ingine katika kanisa hili. Ninaona my brother Gitau, tafadhali salimia tu watu hivi. Asante sana Gitau, karibu sana. Ninaona my brother John, please wave. Kwa sababu ya masaa ninaona ya kwamba hatutaweza kupata nafasi ya wageni wetu kutusalimia. Because we have 20 minutes to finish the service. So ninaona my sister Mukami, tafadhali salimia, let's please wave to her. Thank you. Naona my sister Maggie, wacha tumsalimie pia. God bless you all of you. Hata mukiona ya kwamba hawa watu hamuoni the smile, hamwezi ona tambasamu zao, ni kwa sababu wamefunikwa na mask. Katika roho zetu kuna big smile ambao ina proceed kutoka hapo. Tuna smile na tunawakaribisha katika ibada na katika ushirika huu wa siku ya leo. Ninaona ya kwamba pengine Pastor Kingori amepitia kwa haraka our pay bill number, ikiwa you would want to give. Ninaona kunao wengine walitoa simu na hawakuweza kupeana, na kwa sababu matoleo ndio inafanya kazi ya Mungu iendelee, ni vyema hata kama hatu insist sana kama Grace Hill ya kwamba ni lazima utoe hivi na hivi na hivi. Tunataka kila mtu apate nafasi ya kubarikiwa na njia hiyo. Our pay bill number is 5100645. 5100645. Now, hiyo sasa ndio njia ambayo ya rahisi sana ya kupeana. Tunajua ya kwamba tunapokuja nyumba ya Bwana, mtu akishika kitu ambao ni za kumpatia Mungu, sio vyema kurudi nayo. Na usiwahi kosa kukuja kanisa ya kwamba hauna sadaka. Hapa kwetu umekaribishwa kama hauna, kama uko nayo, Mungu ndio hupea watu wake. Na kwa hivyo hatutasema sana juu ya hayo, bali tutaenda katika the message of today. I must say Pastor Kingori amesema this being Sunday, tumekaa sana wakati mrefu sana kabla tupatane ama kabla tuketi hivi tuwe na ushirika. Lakini ningetaka niseme ya kwamba the church has not been closed. Kanisa haijakuwa imefungwa. What has been closed is the coming together of people of gatherings. Tuseme ya kwamba ulikuwa na ka occasion somewhere about you needed 50 people. That one, come on, just coming to church. But the church that is in our heart, I want to tell you, God has been at work. But I think also, having now stayed home for 4 months, we will really, really appreciate this. We will really appreciate ya kwamba tunaweza kuja, tupatane hapa, my brother Gitau, my sister Mukami, tupatane hapa, to fellowship tukiwa pamoja, na tubarikiwe pamoja. So, brethren, let us appreciate that the Lord has been at work. We also need to say, ya kwamba wakati huu umekuwa mgumu sana. There are many challenges that have come with the COVID-19. I know. Kuna watu biashara zao zimekuwa affected in a big way. Kuna watu, their studies have been affected in a very bad way. Their income and also the time that has been lost. Pengine you planned ukapanga kwa hii siku ama kwa hii nafasi, I'll be doing my wedding. There are many dreams that have been shattered. I want to tell you that even though we have been affected in a big way or in a small way, God has a plan for all this. Everything falls in the perfect plan of God. The Bible says that everything works for good for those that are love him and are called according to his purpose. So everything, including coronavirus, I want to tell you, including this corona, that everything works for good. Corona is one of it. Please open your eyes, be keen enough, look into the details, and you will be able to see and witness that there is something good that will come out of this situation. Because we are quite a number of visitors, I would love to take a minute or two and introduce to us Grace Hill Mission Church. Now, Grace Hill Mission Church, particularly, this is called Grace Hill Mission Church Northland. We came from Kikuyu. There is a mother church, a bigger congregation that centers here. Na tukaja tukawa familia ndogo. Na kwa hiyo familia, part of them are here. I think the people who came from Kikuyu, the people who I haven't introduced, the others that you can see came from Kikuyu, and they are a very, very warm family. When we were sent here, tulitumwa tukiwa kikundi ya familia nane. The Lord has continually built us. Na tungetaka tuwakaribishe nyote into this kingdom and into the family of Grace Hill. Who is Grace Hill Mission Church? It's a ministry that started like 17 years ago now. Na we started, initially tulikuwa tunaitwa Nairobi Mission Church. Kwa hivyo kuna watu wengine watasimama hapa, usikie mtu ameslip the tongue na amesema karibu katika Nairobi Mission Church. Wale wetu wa kitambo tulizoea tukiitwa Nairobi Mission Church. Lakini wakati tulihamia Kikuyu, ni lazima tungebadilisha jina kwa sababu sasa hatukuwa Nairobi, tulikuwa Kiambu County, tukaitwa Grace Hill Mission Church. Now, we have one of our mantra. Our mantra is we are building people in the word to impact the world. So, Grace Hill Mission Church, for those who are joining us, our mantra is that we are building people in the word. If there is anything that we would want to do, is to have every one of our members take a stand in the word of God, stand there, and therefore having stood in the word of God, go out there and impact the world. And you are the people that we want to build. You are the people that God is calling to be built in his word so that you can go and impact the world. The world starts with where you are. We have said that we are called to build the people to impact the world. The world starts where you are. The world starts in your homes. The world starts in your interactions. The world starts where you work. Those of us who are working, those of us who are in school, whatever you do, pengine wewe ni mtu wa mjengo, pengine wewe unaenda kuuza matunda, whatever you go and do, that is where the beginning of the world is. You are called to impact those people that you interact with every day. So, you have said that it starts with you. And because you have been or you are part of this community, I would want to tell you that because we have been called to impact you with the word of God, we are committed to doing that. And change is happening already. We have seen people who just walk into that gate different in one way, and they go out or they walk out as different people. That is what we are called to do. And some people, the people that you see in this congregation today, I would want to turn around. Please turn around. Look at the people that you have. Look at the people that you see. The people that you see today, look at them clearly. keep the details. Look at their photos of today. We are called to build people, to transform people. And within a short time, the men and the women that are seated in this congregation will be different because of the word and the ministry that God has given and called us to do. So look keenly, compare them in 2-3 years to come. I can assure you, in the presence of the mighty God, that purity, you will be different. Mukami, you will be different. Change has already started. My brother John, you will be different. And this change will not only affect us in our spiritual life. People will be changed in what they do. They will be changed where they live. Your homes and your families will be different. I want to tell you that this is a beginning for the children that will come after you. And they will be different because of the decision that you have made to come into the house of the Lord this morning and hereafter. We want to tell you the children that are in your house will be different. Their children will be different. Change has already begun. Change is already walking with you. Wherever you go and witness this change. We are called to impact people, but in the word of God, to impact the world. Our slogan as Grace Hill Mission Church, we say that even as we are being called to impact impact people with the word, to impact the world, or to change people, to impact the world, our slogan is in Grace Hill. Okay, this is Grace Hill Mission Church, where God writes beautiful stories. Praise the Lord. When I think about beautiful stories, and I see many people that I have seen being written in the hands of God. It is God that is writing. So as you come in this place, my brother Getao, as you walk into that place, I would want you to know that it is not the pastor that is writing a good story in your life. My brother John, God is writing a beautiful story in your life. Yes, my sister, my brother Dennis, God is writing a beautiful story in your life. God is writing a beautiful story. In your home, God is writing a beauty. In your career, in your business, please go and start leading what God has written. Write what has happened today. Write what has been happening in the course of this month and the last month, and that you may know that God is writing a beautiful story. Other people will read it na waanze kusema hii boma ilianza kubadilika lini, because God is writing a beautiful story, and you are the people that God is writing his story in. I can see people here being transformed. I can see families here being transformed. Genealogies are being transformed because you are in the hands of God. He is writing a beautiful story. Whoever you are, look at your pastor who you see today. Compare him in 3 years' time to come, because we will be here to witness that pastor has also been different. Any one of us, any one of our families will be different. Families who have lived their lives in challenging situations. I have seen people who have lived in poverty being transformed. God writing a beautiful story, and they come out of poverty. Families that have lived in drunkenness. We have seen God write beautiful story. They have been separated. Their families have been different because God is writing a beautiful story. I have seen people, families living in sicknesses. You come from one sickness to another. You come from one crisis to another. God is writing a beautiful story. And I want you to be keen to observe what is happening today, that you may say that indeed, I read this story at the beginning. I didn't know how it is ending. But one thing I know, that everything works for good. And the story that God is writing will be beautiful in our own eyes. I have seen families whose separation and divorces are the order of the day. I want to tell you, God is changing the situation. That I want to assure you that when we are in the hand of God, He is going to be writing this beautiful story. And you will not experience any of these things. Your families will be different. There will be marriages that will work. Marriages that children will be blessed. Families where divorce and separation will not be witnessed. Where people drop out of school. I want to tell you, maybe your mother or your grandmother dropped out of school. Your mother dropped out. You have also dropped out. And your children may be dropping out. I want to tell you, God is writing a beautiful story in your life. And you will not drop out of what you are doing. Your children will not drop out of school. But they are going to go to the fullness of where God has called them to do. Your children will go to the universities. Your children will graduate. They are going to live to the fullness because of the story God has started writing in your lives today. Amen. If you want to possess it, let's keep saying amen. Your families will be different. Hallelujah. Amen. You have said that children who have dropped out of school, they will not drop anymore. They are going to go to the fullness. Your children are going to enjoy fullness of health. Your children are going to enjoy fullness of life. In the name of Jesus, God is building a people here. He's building His own kingdom. How are we getting changed? We have said that God is building people. We are building people in the Word to impact the world. And the only way that God is building a people is through His Word. The Bible is the Word of God. I know we have been subjected to all kind of teaching. Where you go into a church and you are told, I do not. So I have said and I am saying that the only way that God can change your story, because God is about to change your story. My brother, my sister, God is about to change your story. And we are witnesses. God is changing your story. But how does He change your story? Only by or through His Word. It is only the Word of God that can produce a different person in you. And I want you to give yourself to the Word of God. Our annual theme for the entire Grace Hill family, our annual theme this year is God's Army Rising. And our topic of today, and I am almost finishing, I'm introducing what I am saying or what I have been saying, is the topic of today is God's army rising in His knowledge. God's army rising in His knowledge. The book of 2 Peter, chapter 1 and verse 3. Please write that. We have very little time. It says, His divine power has granted to us all things that pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence, by which He has granted to us His precious and very great promises, so that through them you may partake and become, partakers of His divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through sinful desire. Listen to what Peter is saying. That His divine nature, His divine power has given us everything we need for life. So when we come to God, when we come into the presence of God, one thing is sure, that He is not only interested in our spiritual life, He is also interested in your life. God, the Bible is saying that He has given us everything that we need that pertains to life. So your own life, God is interested in it. God is interested in what you do every day. And He has given you everything that you need for it. So I want you to go out of this place. If you forget everything else, remember God has given everything that pertains to your own life, and your life will be changed. But also, let us remember that He has given to us through the knowledge of Him, That is my key point. What do we learn from the first Peter? Number one, that statement is in past tense. He has given us. So you have been given. It is not something that you will be given. It has been given to you. Every one of us. You have been given what you need for life. And number two, number one lesson is that it is in the past. You have been given. Number two, it is everything you need for life. That is what is important. Everything you need for life has been given unto you. Number three, and the last one, what is the doorway? The doorway of receiving everything that you need for life. The Bible says you have been given everything that pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him. Ni only kwa kujuana na Yesu, diyo tunapata yale yote ambao tunayahitaji katika hii haya maisha. So I want to tell you, if you are alive, in your life, you have not gotten time to know Christ as your personal Savior, there is something that awaits you. There is a better life that awaits you. Yes, better life awaits you spiritually and otherwise. God is calling you so that you can partake in His divine nature, having everything that you need for life. Having said that, I want to go into a history and just remind you, in 1st July 1863, the President of America, Abraham Lincoln, signed a deal in Parliament in New York that stated that all the slaves in the United States were free. This is a history class, so if you are in school and doing history, you can be keen to listen. I have said in 1863, 1st January, he signed that law that all the slaves in the U.S. are free. But do you know, this information was not released to the slaves. They were made to live in a place where they would wake up, go to work, go to the house, eat and drink, go to the field. They continued, particularly in Texas, there were slaves even after. They did not get to know about it. And the first time they knew about what the president had declared was 19th June 1865. And for 2 years, they lived working for their masters. They lived being harassed by their work and their doing slave labor because they did not know that they were set free. So are there free slaves today? I want to tell you, they are free slaves. There are men and women who are slaves. Yet the Bible says that you have been set free. In the name of Jesus, your freedom has been declared. In the name of Jesus. Listen, the free slaves. If you are here and you are a free slave, I want to read. And you could be hearing us from outside there. You have been living in slave labor. You can't enjoy your life. The enemy has made sure that he continue putting you and oppressing you in slave labor. You cannot see the works of your hand. You cannot enjoy. Your children cannot enjoy. Your parents cannot enjoy what you do. You have lived in slave labor. You cannot enjoy it. I want to read. Please be keen. I am finishing. The Bible says in the book of Colossians chapter 2 and verse 13, you were dead in your sins, and because of your sinful nature was not yet, when your sinful nature was not cut away, then God made you alive in Christ, for He forgave all your sins. He canceled the record of all charges were against you and took it away by nailing it on the cross in this way. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Please let me repeat so that you can know what you have in your life. What is there beyond what you know. What you do not know is what Paul is telling the Colossians, that you were once dead in sin. And because of your sinful nature, it was not cut away. Then God. Hallelujah. That is the difference. Then God made you alive in Christ, for he forgave all your sins. Your sins were forgiven many years ago. Like the slaves in Texas who continued working for their slave masters, I want to declare that if you are a slave, know that you are a free slave. What did Jesus do? He canceled. Hallelujah. He canceled the record of all charges that were placed against you. Yes, you were a sinner. Yes, you had sinned and you had sinned. But Jesus canceled all your sins and caused you to walk free. What else did he do? He took it away, nailed it on the cross. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. And in this way, he disarmed, hallelujah, yes, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authority. He ashamed them publicly, hallelujah,
amen,
by his victory over them on the cross.
Amen.
Today, I would want to ask you this question. What is it that has enslaved your life? What is it that has kept you, has been keeping you in a cycle? Every day you are rotating 1 year after another, 10 years after another. You continue a decade after another. I want to tell you that the charges that were placed against you have been canceled. And Jesus has gone to the cross publicly, declared you free. All that you need to do is to walk free, because Jesus has made your freedom. He has bought it. And I want you to declare freedom over what you do. In the name of Jesus, your businesses are free. In the name of Jesus, your children are free. In the name of Jesus, you have health. In Jesus' name, you are no longer in the curse of poverty. In the name of Jesus, your business will prosper. In the name of Jesus, your health is given back to you, because Jesus has made a public spectacle by canceling all the debts that you owe. Can you walk free? Are you willing to walk free today? I want to give you an opportunity. If you are in this place, if you are in this place and you know that the enemy has given to you, you have been a slave for as long as you lived, for as long as you have known yourself, I want to give you this moment to say yes to Jesus Christ. And if you want to say yes to Jesus Christ, he can set you free, free indeed. The Bible says that he who the Son sets free, and is free indeed. It is you that can be free. You can be free. You can be free, and free indeed. Your freedom has been purchased. You have been bought by the blood of Jesus. And are you there as we conclude this service? And you are saying, yes, Pastor, I want you to pray with me that I may access this freedom, that I may enjoy this freedom. Are you there and you know for sure you do not like the way you live? You have lived as a slave. You have been enslaved by the things of this world. Please lift up your hand. Let us pray with you, and Jesus will set you free, and you will be free, and free indeed. Is there one like that in our midst who would say, yes, Pastor, pray with me? We will be glad to pray with you. Are you there and you would want to say yes? We are coming to the end of our service. Is there one? Hallelujah. Thank you. There is one. Hallelujah. Jesus, you are worthy of praise. Is there another one that you feel that indeed you do not like your life the way it is? You would want to be separated from the culture and from the behavior, from the things that you do. You would want to walk free. Jesus is here and he would want you to be freed. He would want you to walk free in the name of Jesus. All right. Are you there? This is the last time I'm asking you. Is there one who would want to receive this beautiful freedom, this beautiful freedom and liberty that is in Christ Jesus from whatever that you are experiencing? Hallelujah. Lord, we give you praise. We give you honor, because in your presence there is fullness of joy and there is liberty for souls. And Lord, I want to thank you for Dennis, who has lifted up his hand that he wants to enjoy the liberty that comes from you. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to declare that he is free. He is walking free. from whatever has enslaved him in his life. We want to declare the blood of Jesus upon his life in the name of Jesus. And we want to pray that from this moment henceforth, he is walking free. I declare that he is free, and is free indeed, because God, you are working in his life. You are writing a beautiful story upon him. You are writing a beautiful story in his life, in everything that he does. Therefore, I want to give to you, I want to surrender his life into your hands, desiring he's going to experience liberty as he walks in you. Thank you, and we give you honor. Thank you for the church and everybody that has turned out up this morning. We thank you for many that were not able to come because of one issue or another. We thank you for many that are joining us online. Our Father, we give to you praise, desiring that your blessing will keep them. Your blessing will be upon their lives and upon everything that they do. And our Father, as we go from this place, let your blessings follow us. And let this be a reminder that indeed we have walked free because of the liberty that Jesus has given and granted into our lives. May you receive praise and may you receive honor. We want to proclaim that we are blessed. We want to proclaim that our food and our waters are blessed the whole week. We proclaim that our jobs and our businesses are blessed. We proclaim that God, you will watch over our going out and our coming in, and every one of us shall enjoy pasture for our souls. May you receive praise, may you receive glory, and may you receive all the honor, for you are God together with us. Receive you all the praise this morning and hereafter. We let our lives into our hands, the week that is ahead of us. Let your blessings be upon us. This is our prayer in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Let's celebrate the Lord. We have come to the end of the service. We do not have many other things to do. We are only supposed to be around here for an hour. And therefore, once we leave this place, I think we are just going to be free. Go and join our families. Those of us who are coming for Tuesday meeting, let's be here. Let's enjoy learning together. May the Lord bless you. I don't know whether Pastor Kings has something or we have finished. So, let's stand up. 1 hour is a very short time. We didn't think we have made it. We can make it. But the Lord is faithful. We are making it. All right. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Enjoy your week. Let's meet again on Sunday. Those who cannot come for. Amen. Amen.